This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. What's going on? Why have you taken me out of my box? It's only Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. I like Wednesdays. They're the best days, apart from Thursdays, follow Wednesdays, and I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
You're not Arthur Dent. Why am I out of my box? I'm confused.
Well, I just thought you usually hibernate the entire week, and I thought maybe you could do some exercise.
No, I want to go back in my box. I missed my straw.
Come out your box, Simon. Show the boys and girls your pretty little face. Okay, don't do that. They're crying.
Hang on, I've just noticed on the outside of my box you've written twat wagon. It should say Simon. I'm not.
It does say Simon. That's how you spell Simon.
No, don't believe you.
I might call you Simone.
Explain to me why I'm awake on a Wednesday.
Well, on Saturday I've got a gig in the Yorkshire Dales, and on Sunday I've got a gig in Essex. So I thought we could have a midweek supplement.
So I've got to go out and buy a newspaper on a Wednesday. And hopefully yeah. It'll have supplements in it.
Yeah, well, I found one with supplements in. I found the Oxford Times. Now, that not only has a supplement in it, but it is a weekly paper. It actually came out last Thursday. So this is last Thursday's weekly Oxford Times paper. And it has the Oxfordshire Limited Edition magazine in it, incorporating intuition, which I think is another magazine rather than just a characteristic of their journalists.
It's intuition is one word, not intuition.
No, it's one word. It is the intuitiveness that you lack.
Oh, piss you. So I'm not going to be able to get a newspaper at 6:30 on a Wednesday evening. I'm going to have to reassemble the shredded newspaper from my box.
Yeah, you should do that. We put some J-cloths in there as well, so you are happy and comfortable. So try not to read those out, because that'll be quite soggy.
Stripey blue white, stripey blue white, stripey blue white. That would be probably better than most supplements.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So welcome to episode 106 of Sunday Supplement on a Wednesday.
Yeah, on a Wednesday, man. This is coming out the same day last week's podcast came out.
I know, it's confusing, isn't it? I'm really confused and my brain hurts.
Good. That is what I like, because in that state of confusion, I am sure to win.
Game on. Can I go back to bed, please? Right, well, I found a copy of the Times at the bottom of my litter tray, which is a Wednesday one from today. I haven't peed on it yet.
Well done.
Not well done. I don't really have a litter tray. I don't really sleep in a box all week.
You do, Simon. I've seen your box. I can't fit in your box. I've once visited you, and I went round to see the box you sleep in, and I can't sleep in it because it is tiny.
I don't live in a box.
You live on a shelf. You live in a box on a shelf.
Most people live in boxes, but not what you mean. I'm not like a.
You
I'm
do.
Not a tortoise.
You have right in Simon's personal living space. He has a little enclave, which is about the size of an average toaster. And he has a little shelf, and he has to climb up, scamper up, and lie down in his little shelf. I've seen it.
I'm not a tortoise, nor a gerbil, nor a herring.
And you have a cuttlefish.
I haven't got a cuttlefish. I've got 7 ways to wear a cape. That's what I'm cutting out and keeping.
7 ways to wear a cape?
Yes, it's from the fashion section.
What's number
today's
four?
Times. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cool. Once you own a cape, misjudging the temperature and overheating in badly chosen coat is a thing of the past. Sling it off your shoulders during a sudden warm spell. The ultra slouchiness looks ultra cool too.
I think you'd end up looking like a highwayman.
Well, you can look like a crusader, like Batman, and that means you wear it without buttoning it up. But how many capes have buttons? Button up is number 5. Make sure you use the buttons on your cape. Capes don't have buttons. Superman didn't wrap up warm in his Fortress of Solitude, did he?
Well, he didn't need to. He was from the planet Krypton.
There's the Huggy Bear look.
The Huggy Bear look? What's that?
You put a belt round it.
A belt round your cape? What do you do about your arms? The whole point of a cape is there's no arms in a cape. Therefore, what you've done is you've tucked yourself in to a straitjacket situation. Or else you're meant to put your arms out right in front of you, thus creating super cleavage.
Blanket coverage is the other way. You can wear it like a blanket and use it for picnics.
I've got a cape.
No, you haven't.
I've got a floor length one with a hood. like the Scottish Widows.
So you dress up like Death?
Yes. Cool. It's really fun walking around town in that, but it is velvet, so I can't wear it out when it's raining, which is basically every day in Oxfordshire.
Well, you have to wear raspberry and blackberry hues with a cape, apparently.
Okay, so you look a bit like... Actually, I won't say what that would look like, because if you're wearing a dark cape around you, which is floor length, which is quite dark, and then you've got a pink centre... I'm not saying that that looks like a Medusa, but it does a bit.
You can also watch a video of Hannah Rochelle explaining how to wear a cape.
Because your head would end up looking a tiny bit like a clitoris.
Only if you wore a hat, although she has got a hat on.
I'm assuming my cape has a hood, so
right.
I'd look exactly like a clitoris if I wore those colours.
Don't wear those colours. Now, got me thinking what my superpower would be if I wore a cape. And it wouldn't be like flying or anything like that. It would be, I would like to have the super ability to be able to tell anyone where any given item is. And then they can phone me up, give me 20p and say I've lost my keys. And I'll say they're down the back of the sofa in the front room.
Basically, you're angling for a job, aren't you? You just want money.
Yeah, but what's the point of having a superpower if all you've got to be is altruistic?
So you reckon we should write the ultimate superhero story, which is a really useful superhero? Never mind, because hardly any time does a city get attacked by a crazed fanatic.
Yeah, at no point do you need a bat running around your city, really.
Really not, unless they're an endangered species, in which case they wouldn't be running, they'd be flying.
Unless you've got a mouse problem. That's the only time you need a bat.
Bats don't kill mice.
They must do.
They do not kill mice. They arm flying
every time
mice.
You see a bat, there's a mouse strapped to its wings. They torture mice. Anyway, can you beat my cut out and keep?
Yes, I can. I've got science and superstition. Julie Webb learns about the many enthusiasms of the 17th century writer and scientist John Aubrey as an exhibition staged to mark the Royal Society's 350th anniversary.
The annoying thing is, the local paper in Oxford is basically talking about everything that's happening in Oxford. And Oxford's quite a cultural centre, isn't it? So there's loads of stuff happening. My local paper goes, man leaned up against gate. I'm not joking. There was a... article in the Gazette a few weeks ago saying that a gate outside a field had been replaced.
Because a man was leaning on it.
Yeah.
Well, this is all about this exhibition about John Aubrey, who's one of those sort of like early mad scientists where you have all of the superstition stuff mixed in with the good science. And so he was a prolific writer, and some of his stuff on show includes an elucidation of the finer points of Renaissance napkin folding. An astronomical calendar for 1686 given to Aubrey by Edmund Halley, and quite wonderfully, the praise of Yorkshire ale, wherein is enumerated several sort of drinks with a description of the humours of most sorts of drunkards. It's lovely. There's a picture of an invention that he had written. Well, I think he'd based it on an idea, but he was a bit of a Leonardo DiCaprio then. He's a bit of a Leonardo da Vinci, but his were a bit crap. So he's devised a system using a kite and I think 12 geese finding a way to get into space, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
In his 1684 copy of Thomas Burnett's The Sacred Theory of the Earth, the author suggests that the flood resulted from the surface of an egg-shaped earth cracking and releasing fluid.
Nice.
Which is a lovely idea. It's really just a celebration of imagination as well as of good recording and evidence-based speculation.
But his egg theory, if you think about it, is completely applicable to volcanoes.
Yeah.
Tectonic plate theory.
Yes.
You just got it wrong about what spurted out.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows? I mean, a lot of us have had shocks with what sort of liquid spurts out from where.
The time I was most shocked by what spurted out of something was, you know, those plug-in air fresheners?
I am aware of them.
One of those exploded on me. I won't say what I smelt like.
I think you should.
I smelt like a teenage girl being fingered in a public toilet.
Oh, and with that, I think I win.
Yeah, I think you win too.
Yes.
Although capes is good.
Capes is very good.
Let's move on and play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which she's made up, one of which is real. No, hang on. I got confused. Is that why I always lose the game? Because I get... Yeah. I got to find out which of the four is made up. Not.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand. Can I go back in my box?
No, you can't go back in your box. You've got to stay awake. I put a spider in your box so you won't go in there.
Oh, that'll be a nice snack for later.
Excellent. Right, so I'm about to read out three articles from the Oxford Times and one article that I have made up. And it's up to Simon to decide which one is the article, which one is the farcical. Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Good. Number one, creating a natural beehive.
Not about the hair, I take it.
No, this is actually how to do that.
Oh, what's unnatural about? How can you have like a wig?
I didn't read the article, but I presume an unnatural beehive would be like a plastic box with electronic tagging devices inside.
You mean an iPhone?
They're doing a gardening thing where they're just saying, well, if you put rocks here, bumblebees will gather. Because bumblebees like rocks.
It's not the haircut then?
No.
Oh,
it's not the
I got confused. Go on then. Number two.
A hot cross bun for all occasions.
How many occasions do you need a hot cross bun?
Well, they say it's not just for Easter.
Well, tea cakes, obviously, aren't just for Easter. But hot cross buns is specifically for Easter.
For Christmas, cranberries, apparently.
What's that got to do with hot cross buns?
In a hot cross bun, instead of using raisins and sultanas, you use cranberries.
It's not a hot cross bun then, is it? It's a Christmas bun.
No, it's still got a cross on the top. It's a hot cross bun.
So if you put a cross on top of anything, it's a hot cross bun. Is that what you're saying? So all the Phillips head screws in my house are hot cross buns. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, cool. Can I move on now?
I've got loads to eat later.
The curious case of the cat window.
What's a cat window?
There's a window in one of the buildings in Oxford. I've forgotten which one. But basically, there's a load of cats sculpted into it. So you've got really thin cats and really fat cats. And you've got little kittens holding up the support of the steps.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
And number four?
Cheryl of the Yard.
Cheryl of the Yard.
Yes. This is about one of Oxford's finest detectives.
That should be about Morse.
It should be about Morse, but alas, it's about Cheryl. And Cheryl spelled Cherril. He was a boy.
Oh, it's not Cheryl Cole.
No, it's not Cheryl who brings all the boys to the yard, is it?
It's your milkshake.
Yeah, she doesn't do good milkshakes. It's only that other lady who does have good milkshakes.
Right. None of those sound made up. I don't think you've made a single one of them up.
I have made one of them up.
Okay, I am going to say the curious case of the cat window.
You're saying that's the farcical. Do you agree with Simon Readers? What do you think? Write in. You have the next 10 seconds. You agreed with him. You're an idiot. You're wrong.
Oh.
Of course you're wrong. The Curious Case of the Cat Window is an actual article in the Oxfordshire Limited Edition incorporating intuition.
So what is the farcical? What is the one that has fallen ungracefully out of your buttercool crevice?
That would be a hot cross bun for all occasions.
Oh, I was going to say that one.
Who has hot cross buns at Christmas? That would be perverted. The Oxfordshire Limited Edition proper magazine would never, ever endorse such folly.
Piss you.
Izzy wins.
Let's delve into the mailbag. Not mine,
excellent.
Obviously.
Yes, I've got a brilliant email here, which has never been anywhere near your testicles.
All email has been near my testicles. That is the unknown fact about email.
Your testicles are like a massive server floating in the ocean, aren't they?
My testicles house the inbox servers for Google.
They run very hot.
They do run very hot. I've got to dip them in the ocean. That's why sea levels are rising.
What, because your balls
I have
taking up all
balls.
The space?
Yes.
If only the climatologist knew.
What is your email?
Dear Sunday Supplements, I have two options for tea. Peppers or curds? This is from David T, who I don't think is David Tennant.
I don't think that's true. I don't think you've got a plate full of the juicy there.
I don't. But which is it, Simon? Peppers or curds?
Pepper.
Peppers.
We could get into a feedback loop and be here all day. Neither. What you need to have is tomatoes.
No.
Tomatoes.
No.
That's the other game that we haven't told you about that you also play in a supermarket. Every time someone says tomatoes,
no.
The other person in a Bristolian accent has to say,
no.
No. Pepper.
Tomatoes.
No.
Tomatoes.
No. Right. I've also got an email from David. Not the same one. This one's in Toronto.
Ooh. We have a lot of Davids listing. I quite like this. David is a good name. It suggests certainty and extravagance.
He says, I mixed apple sauce with ready breck. And do you know what?
What?
It was disgusting. It tasted exactly like bear spunk. Not quite sure how he knows that.
Well, he's in Toronto. That's where all the bears live.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. And that is true. Look, I have kept my promise. So far, from making that promise, every podcast we have done letters.
Yeah, that is true. Considering it's only been 4 days.
It's the randomizer Skyzer.
Randomizer Skyzer.
What was that?
That was me making it sexy and exciting.
Sounded like the podcast had an orgasm.
Randomizer
Skyzer.
It's going
to make our readers' ears very messy.
Messy ears.
You can choose fashion or media.
I will choose media.
All right, you can choose between page 1 and 3.
I will choose 2.
Okay, there's a picture of Dermot O'Leary standing on stage with his hand in his pockets.
Right.
There's a picture of Priyanka Chopra, the former Miss World and Bollywood star.
Oh, she sounds quite nice.
And there's the meerkat from that bloody annoying advert about insurance as well.
Well, that's not very exciting. Well, I've got, you can choose the Oxfordshire Limited Edition Incorporating Intuition, and that goes from page 1 to page 114. There you go.
Really?
114, yeah.
You're
this
not making
is a proper
that up.
Supplement. I'm not making that up.
You sure you didn't pick up a book by accident?
No. This is an actual, substantial, beautiful thing.
We'll go with 77.
77. Oh, this is part of the ABC of Oxfordshire, and we're already on letter T. There's Tom Tower, there's Thrupp, and there's the Turf Tavern.
What's Thrupp?
Thrupp is an attractive hamlet a couple of miles north of Kidlington on the A4260. And the canal company bought the manorial watermill, demolished most of it, and built a row of cottages beside the canal in its place.
Stop talking about cottaging in Thrupp.
It's quite good. And there are two public houses with canal associations. The Boat Inn, originally named the Axe, dates back to the 18th century.
Why do I care about Thrupp?
The 15th century cross is carved from local Jurassic limestone. And also the Turf Tavern is where Morse goes and has a drink. And I go occasionally to have a drink, but it's got very low ceilings and I have to duck.
I've been there.
You have been there.
That's the one where you go down all the alleyways.
It's by the city walls, yeah.
I thought Thrupp would be like a little tiny village.
That is Thrupp.
Oh, the Turf Tavern is in a different place.
Yes, well done for getting the two things. And Tom Tower is at Christchurch. It was built to house Great Tom, the loudest bell in Oxford. So it's called Tom Tower.
Tom Tower.
Tom.
Well, you clearly win. You've got a 114-page supplement. Yeah. I've got a 3-page one.
Why is it that bells are called by first names?
Right, name more than two.
Okay, there's Big Ben, there's Tom from Tom Tower, and there's Dave.
No, the Liberty Bell. They are the only three bells.
No, there's Dave the Bell.
There's who... not... Dave is a bell end.
Don't say that. Poor Dave.
You win.
Yay! Of course I do.
It's time to flop out the old humdongers and count the wrinkles on them and see how old they are. I have got an article which I chose because I thought the headline was rude and I thought the article itself wouldn't be. And the headline is, The Bush is Back.
Right.
And I thought, that's funny, it sounds a bit like pubic hair, bush. And the article is about pubic hair.
Excellent. Is it talking about how it's now fashionable to have pubes again?
Yeah. It's talking about whether or not you should have a Brazilian or Hollywood or leave it Teutonic.
Right. Which should they be doing?
Well, the Brazilian is a bit too much of a faff, apparently.
It is a faff.
The Hollywood makes you feel like a prepubescent girl. Or boy, I suppose. Well, it doesn't...
But if you have a penis, it would.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This doesn't specify whether it's a male or female bush.
Other than in porn, I don't think many men go for pure baldness down there.
That is true. They don't go for the Hollywood porn look. That is true. But she's very pleased to report that the bush is back. Not quite in an untempered illustrations from the joy of sex way, but rather a tidier version of what God gave us. And this, in case you're wondering, has been christened the Sicilian.
The Sicilian?
I just realised this should have actually been my cut out and keep, and my
yes,
my cape
really
thing
good.
Should have been humdonger, shouldn't it? So I lose because that's
you
good.
Lose. I've got Walk This Way, which is Denise Barclay sings the praises of active walking, a method that suits all ages, shapes and sizes. It's an article about this sort of like power walking thing that people are starting and how it's good for losing weight. And it probably is, but the entire article is just going, and then you can do it like this. She lost 8 inches. And it just feels like a blooming
You lose height from power walking.
Yeah, you do.
Is that why I'm so short? Because I walk so fast and so powerfully.
You really don't. Really. You need a chain and just to be dragged along. We need to put you on a little skateboard and just, you know, shove you down a hill.
I would quite like one of those carts like Calvin's got, that when people go for walks I could sit in and be pulled along.
I think I'd quite like that as well, because you walk so slowly.
I don't care. I got little legs. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, you have no answer to that, do you? There is no conceivable... I can't...
Grow some legs! Just grow some extra and eat the spider. That'll make you grow more legs.
All right, I'll grow some legs if you grow a much bigger bush.
Fair enough. Way ahead of you on that one.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week in a midweek on a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, it's not a Sunday, so these are Wednesday supplements on our Sunday supplement podcast. We're doing a Wednesday. What's that about? I should be asleep. Stop talking. Did you win? Probably.
Yes, I definitely won, because for ATP, I got the Oxford Times and I got a really nice glossy magazine, which is 114 pages long and has some quite interesting stories about history, science and the Turf Tavern.
All right, let's do some maths. For your ATP, for your nearly 150 pages, did you read them all?
I haven't read them all yet, but I may do later.
So you've wasted an awful lot of your money.
I've read quite a lot of it.
My supplements in total had 16 pages and I read all of them.
And you didn't find anything of interest?
I found bushes and capes. I found a caped
bushes
bush.
And capes. Bushes and capes does not equate to science and superstition. I'm sorry.
Also, bushes and capes conjures up two very different images. One is Jeff Capes.
And George Bush.
No. And the other one is Cape Bush, who was not as good as her sister at singing.
Yeah.
She's running up that pubis. She's running down those thighs. What? What am I talking about?
You see, I thought this week we might do a nice clean version, because we wouldn't have the normal Sunday supplement thing about cocks and bushes and everything like that. And all we have talked about is sex. Again.
No, we haven't.
We have. Not lovemaking, but just general gynecology.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Wednesday, this Sunday gone, was the Oxford Times from the Thursday before last. It's very confusing.
There'll be a new one out tomorrow. I might buy it.
Yeah, you won't even be able to, you literally won't even be able to get it. Not that you can ever get the Sunday papers on a Wednesday anyway, but my point is still valid somehow. It's, you need a time
just
machine.
Just go back in your box. Time to go back in your box, Simon. Go right. On. Fold your legs over your head.
Do you want me to tell them how they can get in touch with us first?
Well, I'll do that while I lock you up, okay?
All right.
Right. Right. You in? Right. I'll put the lid on. Right. Where's the hammer? There it is. Okay. So you can get in touch with us on our website, sundaysupplement.com. Oh, that one's snagged. Oh, it's fine. You can also email us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can get in touch with us on our Facebook group, which is Sunday Supplement. Just do a search for it. You can also Twitter us at SciDone, which is SIGHDONE, or at Izzy Lawrence, ISZI_LAWRENCE. And just one last nail to go.
Ow!
I think he's dead. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.